Hello, I'm Andrew Susskind, and I'm a psychotherapist and author based on the west side of Los Angeles since 1992, specializing in trauma and addictive compulsive behaviors. Welcome to my podcast, named after my recent book and workbook, It's Not About the Sex. Here we have direct and honest conversations related to compulsive sexual behavior and trauma, all from a sexual health perspective. Our intention is to offer fresh viewpoints and practical strategies toward establishing greater intimacy and a more deeply connected life. Let's begin. Hey, Sue.
Hi, Andrew.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great too. Here we are on a Friday afternoon in March. It's probably the warmest day we've seen here in Southern California in weeks, or I want to say months, but it's beautiful out there.
I love it, love it, love it.
Yeah. So we have many celebrations today.
We do. Yes. Today, other than the weather and seeing each other, we're celebrating the launch of your companion workbook, which was just released a few weeks ago.
I can hardly believe it. It's hard to believe that it's actually here because it's been such a long road. But I love the idea of celebrating with you and with all of our listeners, because I feel like we need celebrations in our lives right now. You know, the last few years have been tough, right? And it feels like there's been so much suffering. So I don't want to forget about all of that, but I do want to try and hold both the joy and the pain inside of us and all around us.
Yeah, that's important to do. And today we are going to go back and share the evolution of your three books. You're my most published friend.
I don't even feel like it's me, to tell you the truth. It's so strange to hear three books, because I don't really consider myself to be a writer, but somehow I felt passionate enough about each of these projects to plow forward.
The first book was called From Now On, Seven Keys to Purposeful Recovery, and that was released 2014. How did you come up with that book?
Yeah, it was really the breakthrough book in a way. It was a self-published book, and the idea came from a meeting I had with my coach at the time. So I won't go into all the details, but my coach, Sam, who I had met as part of my coach training program, was living in northern Italy and up by the lake region, which I know you're familiar with, Sue. And I went there, I kind of splurged and went there for my 40th birthday. And we did a three-day intensive. I was actually in her town for 5 days, but we did 3 days together. And somehow we were just talking about this idea of, you know, what is it going to take for people in mostly in 12-step, but anybody dealing with addictive compulsive issues to live a bigger, better life, right? As you know, as a happiness coach, you know that coaching is really about things that are future focused, about goal orientation, and about values, really. And so we started to brainstorm about folks in recovery, and Sam looked at me and she said, "You have so much to offer. What if you wrote it down and came up with some kind of a workbook around all your ideas?" And that's really where it was born. And it actually took me, believe it or not, 10 years to feel confident enough to finally self-publish it and move forward. So we had that meeting in 2004. It was published in 2014.
It's wonderful. So can you share a little bit more about what's inside the book?
Sure. So it was truly a passion project, right? It was about folks who are still suffering from addictive compulsive issues. And what I found is that people were stopping the behaviors, but they were still suffering. They were still struggling. And so I came up with this idea that, and this is from coaching as well, it has to do with purpose, right? So purpose is such a core part of coaching. And so I said, well, let's look at things like purposeful goals, purposeful action steps, purposeful connection, purposeful self-care. And then I threw in forgiveness and gratitude because I thought those themes were also really, really important as well. So that was the gist of it. So it really is a coaching workbook.
I'm going to have to pull my copy out. So then next, how'd you come up with It's Not About the Sex?
I guess it really came from the first book, right? This idea of folks who were, you know, getting away from the more dangerous self-destructive behaviors, but were still struggling and suffering. And since sexual recovery is my own recovery, and because I've been in the 12-step rooms for so long and working with clients with these issues, I saw the same thing happen over and over again, where the behaviors were stopping eventually, but there was certain themes, certain speed bumps that people were running into again and again and again. And so when I started thinking about that, I brainstormed and looked at what is not being given the attention that it could benefit from. So I looked at things like emotional sobriety and shame and narcissism and nervous system regulation and contentment. And these are all themes that, you know, get touched on in 12-step programs and touched on in therapy. But I felt like in terms of longer term sustainable recovery, these just were not being fully addressed. And that's really where the book came into my consciousness. And so what happened was, this is one of those moments that changed the course of the book. There is a woman named Alyssa Tutelier, and I love that name. I could say that over and over. Alyssa Tutelier, she was the acquisitions editor for Central Recovery Press out of Las Vegas. And Alyssa actually read my coaching workbook From Now On. And she saw me on LinkedIn. She saw that I was in Los Angeles, and she was attending this particular conference here in LA. And she contacted me and said, would you like to meet? And I said, of course. And I talked to her about my idea, and we sat over a meal. We had dinner together. It must have been 2.5 hours later. Yes. Where we were just talking and talking and talking. And it was just super exciting for me because she said that everything I was talking about was really in sync with the mission of Central Recovery Press. In other words, one of the things they look at is, how do we destigmatize addictive compulsive behaviors and mental health issues? So my particular topic fit right into their mission.
And so it took like 2 times, right, to get your proposal to go through?
It was not easy. Getting a proposal approved by a publisher, it can be quite challenging. I actually had a consultant working with me to help me with that. But what happened was, I got a little bit cocky, and because I had met with Alyssa for this wonderful dinner, I thought, okay, I'll just write, yeah. Right, I'll write the proposal and it'll be a done deal. But they sent it back to me and said, you know, we really like it, but it's just not sharp enough, or it's not convincing enough. And so I went back to my consultant, and Alyssa gave me a little bit of guidance. And about 6 or 8 months later, refining it, polishing it, I resubmitted it. And the second time was the charm.
How did you finally decide to move forward with the companion workbook?
It's another story, actually. I was hearing a lot of reviews and feedback from folks who read the original book, It's Not About the Sex. And at the end of each chapter, I had suggested action steps. And people seemed to really like the action steps, but they wanted more. And so I thought to myself, well, can I just take what I've done in the original book and expand on it? So each chapter from the original book is in alignment with each chapter of the companion workbook. And it flowed from there.
So you told me that this book was not the easiest one to write.
It was not. I really had to put on my coaching hat side by side with my therapy hat side by side with my 12-step hat. That's a lot of hats to wear at the same time. And hopefully create meaningful suggested action steps that would resonate for all readers, right? So I did my best to put myself in the position of my readers and to develop the workbook from their perspective.
Oh, cool. So for our listeners who don't know your approach to problematic sexual behavior, how would you describe it?
I use the term brokenheartedness as much or more than I mention the word trauma, because brokenheartedness is so relatable and it isn't so clinical sounding. I look at sexual compulsivity through the lens of brokenheartedness, whether it existed before the compulsive behaviors or whether it's the result of these behaviors.
Yeah, I like that. Because you've been in this field for, I don't want to say how long.
You can say it.
A long time, a very long time. You draw from many different approaches. So what exactly are those?
Well, I want to say that at this point in my career, I'm eclectic, that I draw from different approaches depending on the client. So I tend to wear different hats depending on the client and what they really need, because mm-hmm. I don't believe therapy or coaching or sponsorship or any type of healing is a one-size-fits-all process. But what I do draw from is attachment theory, somatic psychology. Most people know brain spotting is my passion nowadays in my practice, and positive psychology. And these are all influenced by a sexual health perspective. Although I firmly believe in 12-step support, I'll say that again, I firmly believe in 12-step support for myself and for others, if they're open to it. I don't believe that it's for everyone. So I do my best to meet my clients exactly where they are.
Mm-hmm. And you talk a lot about connection. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Of course. I love this. You know, we know nowadays that we're all biologically wired for connection, for belonging, and for love. And that's always been the trajectory of my books. Mm-hmm. It's not about the sex, could also be. It's about intimacy. It's about relationship, connection, belonging, and most of all, love.
Yeah, it's about all those things, right?
Yeah.
You always seem to have a team around you. Can you say more about that?
Of course. So I've learned through the years that I can't do everything by myself. I used to think that was the case. But when a project is big, like writing a book, it truly requires a team. And in the past, I had this Lone Ranger mentality, but this book or these books have truly taught me otherwise. I just want to take a moment to express gratitude for those who have been in my corner throughout this journey as these books were developed and finally released into the world. So as I mentioned, Sam Foster was my coach. She's actually Sandra Foster, but she goes by Sam. Mm-hmm. Jean Noel Bathior was my book mentor. She was my consultant on my proposals and my query letters. Heidi Kerner was my speaking and presentations coach, and I still use some of the wisdom Heidi instilled in me when it comes to my workshops and presentations. Mike Johnson, I can't say enough about Mike Johnson. He was my virtual assistant, my virtual admin from 2005 to 2023, so 18 years. And unfortunately, he's had some health issues recently, but I can't say how valuable the partnership has been mm-hmm. through the years. Your son, Mike Merlino, is my social media coordinator. You, Sue. Sue Merlino has been my podcast producer, what I call my sidekick, and mm-hmm. of course, my friend for many, many years. Alyssa Tutelier, acquisitions editor of Central Recovery Press. Valerie Killeen, editor-in-chief, Central Recovery Press, and really the whole publishing team out in Vegas. Scott Edelstein, who negotiated both of my contracts. Amanda Savage and both the New York and London team of Routledge Press, and certainly not in the least, the incredible people in my life, my friends, my family, my colleagues who have been there from the very beginning.
Wow. It certainly takes a village. Well, I think this is more than a village. This is like a small little town.
It is. It's like a town of people who have just kind of been in my corner the whole way through.
That's amazing.
So it does take a village for sure. And I hope that sharing this will inspire anyone with a passion project that they're working on or would like to work on. You know, because I always learned in program that all I really have to do is put one foot in front of the other and let go of the results. I used to have a lot of expectations mm-hmm. and put a lot of emphasis on the results.
Right.
And this process, and because of my 12-step work, has allowed me literally to just put one foot in front of the other and you know, hold the hope that you right. know, that things will come
of
together,
course.
But not get locked into that, which is really one of the pitfalls of being a recovering perfectionist.
Well, I didn't know all of this, so thank you so much for sharing these details and letting me participate in our virtual celebration today.
My pleasure. And you know, Sue, I absolutely couldn't do any of this on our podcast without you. You've been my inspiration and my catalyst for creating this space that we have shared with many, many people. So thanks again for being in my life. And thanks again for being such a wonderful influence.
Oh, I'm so glad it worked out. You know, I remember asking you about doing this a long time ago. And
I remember being a little skeptical, a little hesitant, because I didn't know how this would come together. And here we are, I don't know, we're close to 110 episodes, and it just has been a fun ride. And you know, nowadays I try and only do things that are fun and have ease and love associated with them. So thanks again for all of that.
Oh, of course. Been a lot of fun. And if you are in the LA area over the next couple weeks, do you want to mention those in-person celebrations and book signings?
Sure. So I'm having two book launch celebrations. And by the way, the reason I'm having these is because I feel like I got cheated with the original book, because the pandemic came so soon after the release of the original book that I just want to have an excuse for a party, basically. And I'm having two. One is the Valley book launch celebration, which is going to be held at Trauma and Beyond Center in Sherman Oaks. And that's going to be on Saturday, April 6th at 2 p.m. And then the West Side book launch celebration is going to be on Friday, May 17th at 2 p.m. at Beyond Baroque Literary Arts Center in Venice.
Great. Well, those will be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Thanks for listening today. If you're so inclined, please give us a 5-star rating and be sure to subscribe and share my podcast with those who may benefit. I look forward to you joining us the next time. And don't forget to stay connected.